The Vatican Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity says that the third phase of dialogue between the Catholic Church and Anglican Communion could begin within the next year. Known as ARCHIC, the dialogue was inspired by the meeting of Archbishop Ramsay of Canterbury and Pope Paul VI in 1966. Philippa Hitchens spoke to Monsignor Mark Langham of the Vatican Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, who is responsible for Catholic-Anglican dialogue.
They will naturally occur within the agenda, but that's not our starting point. Our starting point will be the broader question of the relationship between the universal church and the local church. That's something that both of us are challenged by, and both of us can also investigate very fruitfully. And then within that context, we're able to look at particular issues that have arisen within the Anglican Communion in recent years, the ordination of women, the relationship of same-sex marriages to the church's discipline, the ordination of practicing homosexuals. We're able to look at those issues within the broader context. And also, there are a lot of positive things that we can say to each other about that issue.
There are critics who question the validity of these talks.
The work of theologians dialoguing, addressing some of the most critical issues in relationship between our churches is essential, but we do realise it's not the whole story. And ARCHIC itself recommends that other elements take place. The IARCM, the international meeting between bishops of Roman Catholic Church and Anglican Communion, is perhaps looking at a wider range of encounters, how we can meet at parish level, how leadership can help in receiving these agreements, how we can, as Roman Catholics and Anglicans, work together at all sorts of levels.